What's up, y'all? This is Sam from Just Talking with Sam Show. Man, we got a special show. Man, we got a special show for y'all. This show actually kicks off what we was talking about last show, the Summer Music Series, where we bring some people in and we talk about their musical endeavors and yada yada. We just kick it with some of musical friends of the podcast. And this week, we talked to Elle Renee. For those who don't know her, super sweet young lady that, first of all, musically gifted. Alright, let me just stop talking, because I know this is only an hour show, and it would take me at least an hour to say all the good things about this young lady. So, let's just jump into the podcast. But first, before we get into the podcast, before we start talking, we're gonna play some music. Like we always do, but this time it comes from my girl Elle Renee. This is Baby Don't Give Up from the Europe album. Check it out.
You've been chasing for a while, and I felt you digging my style.
You're touching my daydreams, yeah. Cause I wanna be glued to you. I'm really deep inside, I'm way too shy to stand and say,
plus me should be enough to satisfy me. You can keep yourself, hey. Since I'm independent, you should know. If you plant your seeds, I'll love grow.
No regret to me, you. Cause I see you're into me, too.
Ooh, really, way too shy to say.
Appreciate you showing up, man. This is all right.
You're more than welcome. I'm so flattered that you asked me to come.
We just jump into the podcast. We are recording right now.
Oh, okay.
We just jump right into it. Some people call it, you know, like lazy. We like to call it laid back. It is very lazy. But what's
lazy.
Up?
Lazy. All right.
But you have to come out and say it. Just Talking with Sam show. Man, I'm so. This is the best time I ever had in Tim Hortons. I'm sitting across from Elle Renee.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Helping us out on the Summer Music Series. Now, I hope you got my email. You go and answer that. That's how laid back we is. You
can go and answer that. I'm getting ready to turn my cell phone off.
You go ahead and answer that. I'm making sure my name don't mind I'm talking about.
Right. That is so rude. Okay, I'm about to turn it off.
All
right.
While you do that, for those who don't know who Elle Renee is, internationally selling R&B recording artist, has written more than 40 songs, 7 albums, special song, Second Chance. That's what got me, Second Chance. Why you playing?
Oh,
Second Chance. No, Europe is now.
Oh, cool.
For a long time. All right, let me keep going. Second Chances, Merry Christmas, Jazz, Europe. Yeah, I said it. There's our grown-up conversation of karaoke. Like, I'm doing this for the people who don't know your
problem.
Music. Hey, you know, can we just
Can we play music from you?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that too. You know, normally I will fix this and edit it. Yeah, no, we just gonna keep going. We just gonna keep talking. But anyway, for those who don't know, she performed with some of music's most talented stars: Jill Scott, Bobby Brown, Algebra, The Whispers, Trey Songz, Mary J. Blige, Fantasia, Ledisi, Music Soul Child, Charlie Wilson, Frankie Beverly, and Maze. And I would be remiss if I didn't throw out the man himself, Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best boss ever.
Yeah,
I say that all the time.
I saw y'all at concert. Okay.
When did you see us?
When y'all was at the Fox. When he was at the Fox, it was like a year ago?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I don't want to just be like, yeah, I saw y'all.
With Fantasia or?
With Fantasia.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good show.
All right, look, this is one of the best podcasts I'm going to have, but I'm full disclosure here. There's like a huge line that's happening right now. That line is this. I got to put on my professional. I got to put on my business. Like, yeah, we finna get down. We finna talk on this podcast, and we finna get out. I don't even write questions. Like,
whoa, the reason, you got this.
The
whoa,
reason I have the reason I did research.
You did that, didn't you?
No.
No, okay.
No, Tasha, EP did not do this. This is me looking at me doing this. Actually, this is her idea because I was supposed to be professional, come in here and just ask some questions. But there's like, that other 50% of me is like, I'm a fan.
Aww.
So there's like a big chunk of me like, man, I want to know what you're talking about. That's serious. You laughing.
That's what's up,
I'm
though.
Driving here
I'm
like,
so flattered.
I'm driving here like, I'm going to ask her about this song because this is about somebody I know. I know this dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said it. Put your name on it. That's what we do on this podcast. But let, all right. We don't do any form of research. We just kick it. That's the title. Just Talk It.
Gotcha.
I just so happen to be Sam. Just talking with Sam.
Okay.
But I got to ask. Growing up in music, tell us about your bio. This is your behind the music storytellers, VH1 something.
Gotcha.
How'd you get started?
I think my beginning story is kind of boring. My dad was a jazz musician. Well, jazz, and he was in a funk band. And when I was growing up, I would hear them rehearsing in the basement.
Okay.
And that's what kind of started me wanting to participate in music.
Got you.
And played instruments. I played clarinet, flute.
Why does every singer play clarinet?
I don't know
what it is with the clarinet. You're not on.
Yes, high five. High five on
every
that one.
Every singer I know gets a clarinet.
I can't say I can play it now, but that was one of the instruments that
jump
I
jump in if you want. We got another mic. If you want, it's not like it's a secret.
And so let's see. My first performance was, my dad says, when I was about 2 years old or so, and they were rehearsing in the basement or getting ready, and he said, I picked up the microphone and started singing, and this is before I could even talk. So
that's what's up.
Like at six, I was doing solos in kindergarten, and then I wasn't in like necessarily church choir, but I was involved with the community choir, and had such a passion for music that when I was in junior high school, that even though there was no music department at the school that I was at, I went to Hallie.
I have no idea what that is.
It's
like deep
like
west
Linwood.
Stuff. Oh, I know what Linwood is.
Sort of, kind of near there.
I'm surprised you're here. I know what Linwood is.
I'm just kidding.
Linwood.
But yeah,
I used to go to church over there, Linwood and Pasadena.
Okay.
Church. Cool. Hey, we didn't have a lot of night services. It is what it is. We're supposed to save and heal the sick and, you know, do all of that. But, you know, Linwood and Pasadena past 9:30, man. You asking a lot. You asking for a lot. We'll save some souls between 8 and 5, but that's about it. But Linwood, all right, granted, this is a global podcast because it's iTunes and Stitcher or whatever you got. But we keep it in the D. So those who don't know about Detroit, y'all gonna have to Google us on this. I'll do some at the end of this show and talk about Livewood, Pasadena. Just Google it. Google Livewood, Pasadena, Detroit, and just keep reading.
That was one of the nicer areas of it. It was when you started getting towards Finkel and 6 Mile. So that's not as bad.
Just say Puritan. Just say Puritan.
Just say Puritan. But anyway, they didn't have a music department.
Uh-huh.
Well, not a choir, but me and a couple of my friends sparked the interest of the music person that was there. And we ended up singing at our commencement, actually. The four of us, we sang "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye."
Oh, look at y'all pulling heartstrings. y'all pulling heartstrings. It's so hard to say goodbye. Knowing good and well, y'all only going to miss three of them. Y'all know good and well. Okay, I'm going to miss Tamika, Tammy, you know. Yvonne be acting fake sometimes. I'm only going to miss her for the first 5 years. I'll see her at the reunion.
Well, you know, time goes by fast, so sometimes you don't necessarily remember everyone that was there, but you never forget a face, that's for sure. That's what we did.
All right, now I'm finna be all professional. Watch this transition. Since you never forget a face, you know, let's talk about Facebook and some of the social media influence that you've had. I know! I'm trying to be professional.
Boy is good.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm getting my professional on right now because this is like my first step towards legitimacy.
Whoa.
I'm all right. I'm good on that too. I want to sit down. I'm on a couch. I like the podcast, but I want to get on TV. So yeah, let's watch the segue. We're back to the social media influence. You can see my voice change.
Yes.
Back to the social media influence. Let's talk about some of the things, like, obviously, you active on Twitter, active on Facebook. You did it smart because how I found out about Second Chances and the Jam, with or without me. That's my cut. That's what got me in the door. The entire Europe album kept me here.
That's what's up.
So I came in the door of Second Chances, but via social media like Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. Granted, you do tweet and you on Facebook, but you know, sometimes we hear music. And I saw the Kim video from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, our time too. I'm posting this tomorrow. So yeah, 2 weeks ago. So yeah, you're big in social media, and it's good to see more enterprising artists like yourself. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but use that social media to draw a fan base. You got us.
Whatever you did, exactly.
That's what I'm getting at. See, you see how that professional starting to die down because my own fanboyness is like creeping up. But another thing about yourself, you work with a lot of different people. Any of those kind of influence some of the things that you write about or you sing about?
Well, absolutely. As a writer, you kind of write about your experiences anyway. Mm-hmm. So anytime you meet a person or something happens to you or you have a conversation with someone, if it sparks your interest, then you will write about it. I've been definitely influenced even before meeting some of the people, like Jill Scott. She's one. There are certain artists.
Don't like Jill.
Not everybody.
You are like the only one who don't like Jill.
I love her. But I'm everybody likes what they like.
Okay, but, I got you. Everybody get haters.
Everybody does. And actually,
you need them.
You do kind of need those people because either way it goes, they're still spreading your message and your name as well.
I look at haters, especially in a whole different light. Out of my first year doing a podcast, I love haters now. It makes you realize you're doing good for the amount of haters you get.
Oh my God.
It was a weird vibe. It's just like when you get that person, like, I don't know about that person. I will focus my attention. It's weird. I don't know if you do this as a performer, and we have talked to over with a few people with the Summer Music Series and having music artists who answer the call like yourself, and thank you. Like, me being on a podcast, a funny person, if you will, comedian, if you will, and singers and artists, we have a lot in common, but not, like, after those three or four things we have in common, we have nothing in common. Because, like, your songs, you can sing a song, and it's great, preferably with or without me. But anyway, if you can you can sing a song, and it's just great, and you can just live off that. Every time I show up, I gotta have new material. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very, I guess one of the questions I made sure I wrote down is, like, what are those influences? I noticed, I mean, it's not a far cry, it's not a secret. When you listen to a lot of your records, you sing a lot about experience, you sing a lot about love, you sing.
Right.
Whether it be wanting love, being in love, or just getting rid of the person that in love with you. Hey, I heard you, and we'll get into that.
Whoa. Okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just backtrack just a little bit to let you know.
I said a lot.
A lot of the artists that I've brushed elbows with, I will say that some of them I have better relationships with than others.
I can see that.
And also, in terms of the music that I've published, happens to be about that, because I presented myself as an R&B artist. Yeah. But I write all kinds of other music that hasn't been published. And sometimes that stuff is about everyday life, or some of it can be really abstract, because some, like today, I wrote something that was more dance slash.
Uh-oh, I get an exclusive. I get an exclusive. She wrote dance this. She wrote this in the car on the way here.
Yeah, it's not published, but it's like rock.
I got
so,
you.
So, you know, that kind of music lends to a different type of topic.
I got you.
Lends to different types of topics. Now, in terms of being influenced as a performer, then yeah, most definitely. Like,
I got you.
I totally admire Kim. I've admired him long before, just from a business standpoint of someone who decided, I'm going to be an artist and I'm going to do it on my own until I get the eyes on me that I need. Like, I for years admired that about his team, and I think it's like amazing that I was even added to it, because it kind of seems like
how
it's
did
so,
that happen? I'm curious. How did that happen?
I would say I'm a lucky duck.
Okay.
What ended up happening was I entered a contest that Andre Harrell hosted. It was a couple years ago.
Okay.
And Kim's business manager happened to be one of the judges.
All right.
I didn't win the competition overall, although I was one of the finalists for the Detroit area and went on to the semifinals and didn't win, but that's cool, because I would say, like, maybe a week or so later, I got a phone call message from her saying, hey, I'm having auditions. Would you like to come in?
And that was the question I was going to ask you. Did you win? Did you really not win? Yeah.
I did not win.
What I mean by you didn't win, like, yeah, you may not got a trophy.
Right, right.
Yeah, you may not.
But overall, yeah.
I'm surprised. Like, there's a Carlita Jackson out there, man. I ain't going to throw her name out there. I don't even know her name, but Carlita Jackson got that shiny trophy. Like, man, that's some bull. Man, it's a board, huh? Yeah, that looked nice in the living room, but, you know, I'd rather be on the road.
Yeah. And it's still a lot of hard work, just being an artist. I mean, it's a very entrepreneurial type of field, so you have to be disciplined enough to find your next meal. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
And I appreciate, like, artists and what we've been seeing lately, and keep listening to the podcast, you hear us talk to a few more artists. You're actually the first one we're going to publish.
Wow.
How we had to do it, it was a big call. I'm not going to tell you who else is going to be there, because I don't want you to be like, nah, I can't do it if that person that, no, I'm kidding. But
that would never happen. I mean, not unless it's,
but it's not
too short.
You're only too short.
I like him, but I'm sorry, I cannot be on a show with him.
You're not gonna be on it with him.
Okay.
If I could get too short, man.
Like, anyway, like I was saying.
But the whole point is, we'll tell you off mic. We don't want to spoil it for the listeners too, obviously.
Okay.
Because we're surprising. The whole point of the SMS, Summer Music Series, is it actually arrived from an argument from like 4 podcasts ago. Mm-hmm. We was going back and forth with people, and people was talking about, well, our music scene is this, our music scene is that. And I was like, man, we stand in the Motor City. We gave y'all Bob Seger, Kid Rock, and Motown from the same place. 3 totally different people.
Right.
We can shoot it out. Now, I just said that to win an argument. Super producer was like, you know, that was an affectionate rub. No one can hear you. Anyway, it was just, she was like, should we try that? I'm like, I just wanted to win an argument with like a, you know, person who was listening, but yeah, let's try it. Mm-hmm. So we reached out, obviously, to you and some other people, and it was just like, let's just bring all Detroit artists and from all different walks of,
right.
Like, so you got some R&B people, you got some people from rock, you got some country. We found a country person in Detroit.
Wow.
We found a country person in Detroit. I'm shocked that we even did that. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, like, everybody is there.
So that was a long-winded way to say thanks. That was so long-winded to say thank you. Yeah, it was real. It was really, really long. I had a point in there, but that like fanboy thing kicked into me, and just aww. So thank you. One thing I want to talk about, I'd be remiss if I did not talk. I have to talk about this. Now you brought me to the party with Second Chances. Mm-hmm. You got me here with that. Mm-hmm. Now, the new boy,
right.
Europe.
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning. Now, I'll start off this podcast with number 2. It's 3 songs. If I don't put any other song, this was a hard decision.
Uh-huh.
I actually locked her out of the room while making the decision. Aww. I was just like, okay, big fan here. We got to have 3. Baby, Don't Give Up. Reflections, that went out without saying. And You. Those 3 songs, we gonna find a way to put these in this podcast, cause they need to hear you. I'm surprised you didn't just take the flight to California right now, just, hey, this is Europe, Grammy please. Give me a Grammy. Give it here.
I wish it was that easy.
Trust me, it is that good. You should have just threw it on the table, just walked over to Clive Davis. Hey, Clive, I know you don't know who I am. It is what it is. I would like my Grammy. You give it to me now. You give it to me in September. I really don't care what you do. Win the Grammys. I don't have to be there, do I? Yeah, I'll be there in February. Buy a dress.
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
And, all right, Baby Don't Give Up. That song. Okay, let's just, okay, the top 3.
Uh-huh.
And these are not the top 3. These are the top 3 I would allow myself, because this is only an hour podcast. If I just sat down and went through the whole thing, then, you know, they got to close. I'm pushing limits just to talk about this, because we're doing a podcast in Tim Hortons, and Starbucks is a sponsor of this show.
So?
Put one in Warren. Have some people beat up. But Baby Don't Give Up. Now, obviously, bury the lead here. It's a song about not giving up. We get it. But when I'm... okay, it's not really a secret. You're not hiding nothing in the title.
Right, I try to be...
pretty upfront.
Right.
He was pretty upfront with that. But it's just, I feel... What was you going through when you made that? Because when I listened to it, I listened to it on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
We're taping this on July 5th. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I hung out with my folks. We shot fireworks. The last thing I was thinking about this morning was getting up, going to work. But then I'm listening to it. I'm like, I didn't plan it. It just happened to be playing. I got the CD in the car. It was just on that track when I shut the car off. And now when I turned it back on, I'm like, all right, I feel better.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
I really wish I was lying to you. Because I'm listening to myself, and I'm like, man, you really, you don't dislocate your shoulder, patting her on the back, man. Just it, but it's how many chances you gonna get like this? That's what I'm saying. For I don't know, you, what was you going through? Let's I'm gonna shut up. Just what was you going through when you made that?
Well, I'm glad that you interpreted the piece the way that you did, because I like to write music that can be interpreted numerous different ways. But honestly, what I was thinking about when I wrote that was, I know that sometimes in a relationship I can be a little bit difficult to be with. Okay. And I was basically just trying to tell that person that was trying to be on my team,
I gotta listen to that a little bit differently.
Stick around a little bit, and, you know, you'll reap the rewards. Okay. That's basically what that song was about.
So now I'm listening to that very differently now.
Right.
Like, baby, don't give up, man. I like you, but you gonna have to put up, you know, with me buying some shoes. You gonna come with me. We going to that Mac counter. You think I'm joking. We going to that Mac counter.
Right. And it was from the standpoint of, you know, I think most women can relate to, like, when you first meet a guy and you put that wall up.
Uh-huh.
And you try to see, like, okay, what is this person really made of?
I gotta
be honest. So you kind of put them through little quote-unquote tests.
Mm. Gotta be honest, I have never experienced that.
Well, good for you. Cause
my wife, like, when I met her, she knew I was it. I walked right at the door. She, like, this is it. This is
look,
the best
I'm
we
trying to give you the blueprint.
I know you're... See, you say you try to make me identify with that. I love it originally how I thought it was, but when I walked in the door, my wife knew I was it. So,
okay.
I've been coasting ever since, man. It's been awesome. So, I mean, you know, sometimes it gets, you know, sometimes, you know, back and forth, but since day one, I've just been a man.
Good job.
And I can say that with her sitting right here, and I'm not lying.
Good job. Good for you.
But I get it, though. I get it. When you walk in a relationship, you do want to see that, like, how far this person is willing to go. Are
right.
you here because you think you're going to get something, whether that something be what everyone thinks I'm talking about,
right.
or another something.
Right.
Do you have a hidden agenda?
Right.
So you got to, I get it. You don't just walk into the Olympics ready to play. You got to go through some trials. You got to prove your worth. I get it.
But that's what it is. And I think at that moment when I wrote that song, I was thinking, like, dang, I'm really giving this person a hard time.
You made a song about it. Of course you did.
I was giving this person a hard time. So I was just thinking to myself, like, dang, don't give up.
I don't even want to know his name. Let's just call him Earl.
Okay.
What did Earl have to do? Did Earl just... You said Earl jumped through some hoops.
Yeah, Earl had to jump through some hoops.
Earl had to jump. Hey, man, Earl.
At least emotionally.
Earl, you probably had a rough time jumping through those hoops. That's a relatively new album, so Earl probably still around. Earl, don't feel bad, man. You got a good song out of it. You know, we all get some troubles. Yeah, we had big. We ain't gonna throw. It's real out there, because, you know, he could be on his job right now listening to this. Like, oh, that was all, you know, because if he got a person like me on his job, I will clown Earl for the rest of his life. Hey, let's listen to Baby Don't Give Up. This is everything he went through. And give me that $20 you borrowed from me. That was for that girl.
Uh-uh.
Give me that $20. I knew that one for you.
Hilarious.
Earl is buying. He borrowed $20 from somebody to make her happy. He got a good song. That's good. I gotta say, obviously I'm married, so we've had some disagreements sometimes. Mm-hmm. I ain't never got no song out of it. I'm waiting on your album drop. I'm sorry, does it count? You didn't make that. No one can hear you, baby. Are you sure you don't want a mic? All right, dear. Next song. Reflections.
Mm-hmm.
That's your baby. I could tell because I listen to that album. That is your baby.
Now that one is going to be a real short conversation.
Okay, it's pretty. I will play it on the podcast because if you listen to it, you're not hiding nothing.
No,
it's
not at all.
Pretty straight up. That's
right.
One of the good songs for Earl.
You right.
That was a good.
That's a celebration
that
song.
That was a very celebration. I take that back. The first verse, Earl wasn't getting a hint. you threw out some pretty strong hints. When I heard it, I'm like, all right. I know what this is about. It's a good song. God. I love it.
And that is so crazy that right now I'm like, when I'm talking about it, I feel really shy. But performing it, I think I have different personalities.
How are you shy about that?
Yeah.
I never understood that. It's just like, y'all get up there in front of thousands of people. Tear it up. Tear up the house. I saw the clip with you and Kim. When no shyness there.
Where was the shy person, I guess.
We one-on-one in a virtually anonymous Tim Hortons.
Right.
No one knows we're here. I look like I'm typing a term paper talking to friends. And now you're shy.
That's just what happens.
It's just what happens, I guess. I mean, I'm no psychiatrist. I don't know how. All right. I hope. Well, let's go for three. Let's go for the hat trick. My song that I liked. Mm-hmm. That you.
Right.
Because when I heard that, it was like, yeah, we gonna do something. We going to the Riverwalk.
Aww.
There's a lot of Detroit references. Google it, y'all. We going to the Riverwalk. We going to drive. We going to listen to this. We going to cuddle up and do something. You.
Jesus.
I ain't shy. I ain't her. What rule on this podcast? Put your name on it. Say what you mean. Mean what you say.
I heard that.
It was like, yeah. We're going to have to do something about that. But, okay. Obviously, that was a... It's not necessarily a celebration song for Earl.
Right.
But it is... It is. Just after.
Right.
just after y'all talked about, well, you talked about just like how you appreciate this person, how you just want to be around him, how you just want to just all get all in his earlness.
Right.
You want to just wear his earlness like a hoodie on a like 45,000 degree day. You stepped outside.
Right.
That's a good, man. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Like, I can't wait for the next one.
I'm working on it, too. I've been putting a lot of time and focusing on the details.
You say...
Even more so than before.
Wait, you can go more deep? Because, like, I...
Absolutely.
I was there. Like, I'm listening to the song, I'm just like, okay, I'm right there with you. I know exactly what you're doing. There's no secret meaning to this. It could be, but it's not for me. So that's you and Earl. But there's an obvious, like, man, this is, it's not just the words. Cause I'm one of those nerdy guys who listens to a song. Yes. All great beats.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm one of those guys that's like, listen to the words.
Yeah.
I'm him. Being him is not cool.
What? Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Being him sucks. Like, because no one is ever going to agree with me. Like, I would rewind something. It's like, just listen to the words. Maybe it's how I'm saying it that I'm thinking about. Just listen to. And you usually have two or three people in your car. Man, I hear the song just like everybody. I hear it, man. Stop asking me to listen to these words.
Hilarious.
Stop. We'll go to Tim Hortons. This is like one of those. It's like, stop doing that. So, I would have to go sit down, break out my MP3 player, sit down. It just nod my head like, see, yep. Mm-hmm. Knew she was talking about that in that song.
Wow. Yep.
Now, music... music is, you got that. You got the stranglehold on that. If you want me to go with you to California, we'll all get a Southwest flight, go ahead, put an album on the table. Grammy coming. I'm a little upset. It ain't here yet.
Aww.
But one
thank
thing.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. You, like, it's weird when you try to host an interview. You gotta listen to, like, other stuff I've done where I just stop caring, midway, where we start yelling at people. It's different when I'm a fan of the person who's sitting across from me.
Gotcha.
Granted, this has happened a few times, and we just get off in it. I'm talking about this stuff like, oh my God. So, one other thing I want to talk about. I had to look at my nose, so I'm looking at the time. The girl power.
Right.
Girl power.
Yes.
All right, for those who don't know, Erin Renee is the founder of Girl Power, a nonprofit organization, and it helps young women improve their self-esteem.
Yep.
But please, you should know more than me on this. You're the founder. Please, elaborate. Talk about Girl Power.
Girl Power is a small group of hand-picked individuals, all girls, all in high school.
Okay.
That I personally take out for an activity. We go to lunch. We have girl talk. We talk about whatever they want to talk about. And then we have an activity.
So, in many ways, I mean, granted, you're helping the girls' self-esteem.
Yep.
But it's like the Big Sisters program. It's just one, though. It's just you. It's just
right.
Big Sister.
And the reason why I started it was because I had quite a few of my fans.
Uh-huh.
Who said that their daughters really loved my music, but obviously could never come to the shows because of time or location. Most of the time they were at a place where
obvious
under
adult
18,
themes.
Right. But you know, kids are, they understand adult things.
Okay.
So we are, the forum, I'll just use that word, is very
okay.
open where they can ask me anything. We can talk about anything.
Okay.
Just like a big sister. I'm not there to judge them. I'm there to make them feel like, wow, I look up to this person. They're doing this, that, and this, which is, in their eyes, something that the average person can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking the time out to be with them. And that's something that I feel is very important to pass on, because I had somebody do it for me when I was at that age.
That's
and it helped
up,
make
man.
Me strong as an individual in my passion today.
That's what's up.
Yep.
So you're giving back to the community, realistically, one at a time.
Well, you can't change the world, but
I can't change the world, but I got the zip code down. I just like this is a type from Linwood to Puritan up. We'll take you to 6 Mile. That whole little area is mine. And then we go get some more. They're gonna work out cloning.
Right.
Now I don't take down St. Clair Shores. And then it's gonna be all right.
I heard that.
It's gonna be all right. So like, granted, you take them out. Like, where y'all go? Like I don't know, baseball games. Look, this is all
kind of like whatever they want to do. Like, for instance, girls, we're really into like dress up stuff like that.
Okay.
So one of the activities, I booked us a photo shoot.
Okay.
And I had them pick out jewelry and stuff like that, and I let the jewelry that they picked, that they got to wear in the photo shoot, were pieces that I've worn on stage.
Okay.
And I let them keep whatever piece that they picked.
Okay.
As a gift. So I give them gifts too, you know, little sentimental stuff. And
all right.
Yes, you can.
Tasha, you want to just, what, you want to go tonight? I mean,
but we do stuff like that. And then we did a commercial. I set it up where we did a commercial.
Okay.
Something else that's really fun. One other thing that I try to keep in mind is I want us to do things that are themed around being yourself. So,
thus
we,
girl power.
Right, girl okay. power. But we also do things that allow them to be creative.
Okay.
So, I've done painting with a twist with them.
What is that?
That's where, under the instruction of one person, they teach you how to paint.
Uh-huh.
But you pick your own stuff, and you freestyle a lot of it. So it's like letting their individuality shine.
With a twist.
We do stuff like that, right?
Okay,
that's
I get you.
With a twist. We've also designed our own t-shirts. Like, we spray paint it and stuff like that. So everything is really geared around, you know, be you. It's okay to be you, and it's okay for you to like somebody else's stuff, and it's okay for somebody else to like your stuff.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. What?
See, right. I got passionate about that because I started using my hands on that one.
It don't matter. This is audio. No one can see you. But it's, I get it, though. I mean, here's another thing. I want it, since we're talking about colors and painting and everything else, I have to throw it. Yeah, I know. But upcoming concert dates for the D. You're going to be at the Concert of Colors.
Yep. Two times, actually.
Midtown. Oh, I have right here from July 12th through the 15th.
The 15th?
Yeah, it's 3 days.
Okay.
Well, I was going anyway.
I understand. Listen, here's the real deal. Okay. I am going to be at one of the events at the Charles H. Wright Museum. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on the 12th. On the 14th, that's something else. I will be in Detroit, but that's a private event. And then I'll be at the Concert of Colors, I think, again on the 15th. But this is going to be my own little thing. I'm going to be appearing on the 12th with Mike E. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's an amazing artist. We're doing some amazing things, and he's putting on, a major production.
Okay.
And I'll be appearing there. So it's going to be awesome. And it's free, so you got to come.
You just show up. Look, I was going anyway.
Well, you got to come.
Well, let's just break down the wall here. I'm posting this tonight, so it should be up by tomorrow morning. Worst case scenario this time tomorrow. Wait, iTunes? Okay, EP told me, let's say Saturday. We can all say Saturday, and it will be fine. With iTunes. Yeah, because iTunes usually take a little bit longer. Yeah, like, iTunes take a little bit longer, but like Stitcher and all the other places, you get on the website tonight.
Okay.
But like all the other, you could go on the website. Okay. Let's just say Saturday. By Saturday,
gotcha.
You can listen to yourself and hear us talk crazy. But that's way more than enough time that you need to go to the knowledge of the.
Right.
Concert of Colors, because that's next week.
Right. For all of your listeners who are tuning in,
whatever
day they tune in,
this is.
I want to let them know that they can find specific information on my website at lrenee.net. And
thank
it's spelled LRENEE.net. Because, schedules are subject to change.
Okay.
So, just in case, I want people to go there and make sure that they are in the know.
And I was just about to, throw the ball with you because. Mm-hmm. When you podcasting, every show is an evergreen show.
Right.
And, you know what evergreen is. Okay, I was going to show my little talents. But, all right, for those who not like me and you, who may be listening, an evergreen show is every show is someone's first show.
Right.
So, and it's just up. Second we put this in the internet, it's like trying to erase something off the internet. It's up there. So, every show is everyone's first show. So, please, throw out your website. Talk about whatever you got, and you can be on lrenee.net because, I have some more tour dates and stuff here, and I ain't got to read this much. That is all right. I'm glad you said that.
Right.
You're talking to roughly 250,000 people right now? Right?
Awesome.
A quarter of a mil? Okay. I know over 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Yeah. And they listen to me. Weekly.
You.
Really? Like, I was surprised when she told me.
That's awesome.
Look, this podcast was going on for years. She just had the foresight to press a record button. Yeah.
Cool beans.
But for the last two, she just, get in front of that computer, press record. And here's another thing. Watch the connection. You taught me this connection. I have no radio trainer. I just get in front of a mic and talk.
Well, that's natural, and that's good.
My training actually comes from just I was thrown in the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
I used to be third mic on my girl and podcast.
Okay.
Just fresh face, new. And I was just sitting there, hey, what y'all doing? And then that's where my training come from. My training came from hitting the ground running. But one of the things we have in common is that last time I checked, your music is on Amazon.
It is.
And Amazon is a sponsor of ours.
Awesome.
So if you go to samshownation.com, my website, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would.
Okay.
Preferably get Europe and second chances.
They're available. Because actually, Europe, the physical copies that I had are all gone. So if you have
I got the digital.
cool.
I got the
digital's cool, but the physical copies are gone. By the way, if anybody wants to get a digital copy of it, I can email it to them. Once they go to my website, they'll be able to see how they can get an email.
And what's that website again?
It's lrenee.net.
There it is. Look, you see how we just did that?
I am on iTunes.
You see how we...
But Europe is not on there. Second Chances and my first album, Special Song, is on iTunes.
And you could go through Amazon, iTunes.
Yep, or Amazon, CD Baby.
We put it up on a website. You just click it, and you could just shop as you would. Go ahead, get it from her. You know, she very thankful for anybody who... And by going through our website, we get a little change. We get a little change. This ain't from you, but this is from Amazon. We get a little change. You know, we keep, you know, this is a free podcast. We keep the free funny going. We get some bills paid around here, get some new mics. We got the Skype mics. We're in the middle of Tim Hortons. And before we get out of here, because we run into the, you know, end
it's
of
time.
It. Yeah, I know. It went by so fast.
It did go by fast.
You want to throw out anything else?
Let me see. Yes, I would like to say, for those of you who are tweeters, I would like for you to follow me on Twitter. That's LreneeDetroit.
Yep.
You know the at sign. And yeah. LRenee is spelled L-R-E-N-E-E, Detroit, because that's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to be more of a Facebook type of person where you like to like things and share things, then please, please, please go to facebook.com/LreneeDetroit as well.
LreneeDetroit, I am... slobberingly grateful that you came over here and helped us out with the SMS, and I'm glad not only for your own benefit, for me as a fan, just to say, man, just keep doing what you're doing. I want to give a quick shout out to Earl. Thank you for being you, giving her the inspiration to write them songs.
Hey, man.
At least the three that, like, we talked about today. I'm pretty sure if I really, really got deep into it, some other stuff about you in Europe. But whatever. We ain't talking about Earl. You know, Earl ain't here. So,
right.
So, big shout out go to Earl. And just, man, thank you for showing up on the podcast. And we are going to put a few, preferably those three songs, in the podcast so people can see what we're talking about.
Wonderful. And hey, thank you for having me on the show, because without people like you, nobody would know.
Anytime you want. This is not, I'm not giving you the Varnell Hill game right now. Anytime you want, give me a call. You got something. I'm working on a new album, Sam. I want to be on the show. Cool.
Awesome. Cool beans.
Thank you so much. And, wow, that's it. I'm gonna show off this mic before I say something I don't. Everybody else, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. If you got any questions, concerns, comments, or you can always get us at samshownation.com. And we'll holler at y'all next week. Yeah.
Renee, the song you just heard was called Reflections, also off the Europe album. I mean, that sweet young lady, I can't even say that enough. I mean, look, it wouldn't be the podcast like without people like that showing up and giving back. But it also, let's get some business out of the way. I mean, hey, do not fast forward through this. Do not fast forward through this, because I got a treat for y'all during this. So let's pay some bills. Let's pay some bills before we get out of here for the week. First one comes from, dude, just give me 30 seconds. Do not fast forward this. All right. Amazon. We talked about it a little bit while we was talking with El Renee. If you want to hear music like El Renee, or you want to hear stuff after that last song, you just want to get her albums, dude, go through Amazon.com via Sam Show Nation. Just hit the Amazon link on samshownation.com and shop as you normally would. Me personally, get El Renee album. Or whatever you want to get. You can. She got a few albums on there. You heard her say that a few minutes ago. Also, let's get down to the nitty gritty. If you ain't on Amazon buying stuff, here's one thing. New sponsor. Let's get down to it. Mangrate. What's the Mangrate UX? Mangrate Ultimate Grilling System. Let's face it, it's summer. I want to get down and I want to barbecue, but I want some good stuff. I want steakhouse quality steaks when I barbecue. Go with Mangrate. Mangrate is their design. They're great. You put on your grill. But anyway, Mangrate cast iron design utilizes regulate heat. So you get steakhouse quality. No flare-ups. No, none of that. And what it does, it cooks your meat, have all the grease and all everything catched in their little grates, internal grates, so you can get steakhouse quality steaks right in your, well, steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you feel like cooking that day. It makes sure that it's searing in its own juices. You put them on your actual barbecue grill right now. Steakhouse, restaurant quality food right in your backyard. No flare-ups, no charred meat, none of those stupid, you know, it's dry, it's super juicy using the Mangrate grilling system. Let me tell you something a little bit about Mangrate. Mangrate is heavy-duty cast iron. That's what you cook with. My mama used to cook with cast iron. And made in America. Yeah, man, it's made in America! Made in America! Cast out, man, restaurant quality steaks or whatever type of meat you know, all in your backyard. But if you click the link at samshownation.com, beautiful grilling system. You get a brush. You can clean it off with the brush. You get a lot of stuff with. And, you know, most people may pay a lot of cash for this type of stuff. Not these restaurants, not y'all, because we love y'all. Click the link. Get the Mangrate grilling system for $20 with shipping and handling. $20. That's crackhead prices. as crackhead, you would pay more for the steak at the restaurant than you would had you get the Man Great system, cook it yourself. Man, that's some good stuff. Man Great. Finna go and fry me up some stuff now. Put my meat on the Man Great. Now, either way, click the Man Great link at samshownation.com. There you go. Go and grill some steaks, y'all. Or chicken, or fish, or whatever you feel like grilling. See? That was painless. Now, thank y'all for sitting through that. I got another treat for y'all. We gonna end this podcast with one more song from El Renee. Yeah, you said you gave us two? You'll give us one more song? You goddamn right I'm gonna give y'all another song. One more song. We gonna end it with the slow jam we was talking about earlier. That slow jam is called You. Well, here it is. We're going to play it out. Everybody else, if y'all want to contact me, hit me up at samshownation.com with all your questions, concerns, queries, or just, you know, mailman route it. Go to Twitter, samshow11 at Twitter, and I will holler at y'all next week. This is You by El Renee.
Something I want to talk to you about. This seems like, lately I've been feeling disappointed in the way that our love's been going. I know that it may seem a slight absurd to you, but I'm left so lonely and such. It makes it hard to believe your love is truly for me. Baby, our days are filled with a missing conversation. And when I finally see you, it feels like I'm the only one who's missing smiles and laughter, because only moments after my love commenced goodbye. Inside, I cry. I'm wondering why, if what he feels inside is love. Honey, sugar, cookie, big old piece of cake. Nothing really matters when you're standing there like that in front of me. I do every part of you, every drip drop. That I wanna sing, let me sing it to you, put my sweetest melody. I love you. Sing it for you one more time. I love you. Sweet and sour, you underneath my skin, can't get enough.